This Friday, the Harbor in Wilmington, North Carolina's only state-funded detox facility, will close its doors. WHQR's Ben Schockman has been covering this story since the news broke this summer. He joins me now to talk about what's led up to this point. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
So what's the background on this facility? There have been protests to save it in recent months. What makes the harbor so important in the community's eyes?
So the harbor is the only state-funded wet detox facility, which means medically assisted detox, and it also serves for mental crisis events. And that means if you're underinsured or uninsured, this is really your only option in the Wilmington area without going to Jacksonville or Greenville.
So what happened this past summer that kind of led to the harbor announcing its October closure?
So over the summer, RHA, which is the nonprofit that runs the harbor, announced it would be closing, but it really goes back to 2017 when the county, which owns the land that the harbor used to be on, sold that piece of property to the hospital. The hospital has granted the harbor a number of extensions, and over the summer, it sort of reached the point where they couldn't extend that lease anymore.
Okay, got it. So what's the status now? Is the demolition a done deal then?
So we thought that was actually what's going to happen, but it looks like the hospital had a little more flexibility than it originally had imagined and can give the harbor one more extension, but there's a catch in that the harbor needs to come up with a written plan, or at least RHA needs to come up with a written plan for what it's going to do long term about securing a new facility in the future.
If a short-term solution can be found, how about the long term?
So that's a much more complicated issue, and I'm glad you asked, because it has a lot to do with what's called Medicaid transformation, which is probably a bigger story for another time, but basically it means a total overhaul in the way that funding gets delivered to facilities like RHA and the harbor. And that will actually start at the beginning of June in 2021, so there's some time to plan, but it's still a huge sort of issue of uncertainty that I think county leaders and RHA are going to have to work out in the future if we're going to keep the harbor open.
So what does that mean for those in need of these services? How would its closure impact them, whether or not this closes or not?
Right. So the big problem about losing the harbor is that it's kind of the only gateway to rehabilitation and treatment facilities. Most of them require you to have gone through a detox first. So if you can't go to the harbor, you can't get into long-term treatment. And that's really, you know, that's going to have a huge impact on people with substance abuse issues in our region.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ben. Ben Schockman, he's been covering the story of the harbor facility. You can find a more in-depth look at whqr.org. Thanks, Ben.
No problem. Thanks for having me.